So all this week, we are finding out about Ed's Space, which is a mental health charity relatively new here on the Isle of Man, but doing some excellent work for our community. I mean, you did recently hold a session, didn't you, to try and encourage more volunteers. Are you still on the lookout for people to get involved?
Yeah, we're looking for another couple of male volunteers, and I believe we're looking for another couple females as well.
Right.
So we are expanding the clubs next year, so we will be looking for more volunteers in the future as well.
Yeah, and the other thing is, of course, you were originally just Douglas, then you expanded to Ramsey, so hopefully, is it like, are you trying to go to sort of all Ireland? Is that the idea?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We'll have them. Have them.
Shirley, this charity was started in the name of your brother, in honour of your brother. Just tell us a little bit about him.
Oh, Eddie was a character. He really, really was. He'd be known like Del Boy. He was 50, had a lovely family, great sister, of course. But mental health just got the better of him.
And I think this is the thing that's obviously come out through your charity, and one of the reasons why you wanted to do this charity in the first place is to encourage people to talk, because I think especially when it comes to men, there is something of a stigma, isn't there, about sort of sharing your feelings.
Definitely, definitely. People are scared to open up. They feel that they're alone and they're the only ones going through this, but they're not. And it does help knowing that you're not alone.
Oh, I love your dedication. And do you know what? To see the response you're getting from both men and women, I mean, it must mean a lot to you, especially, Shirley, when you think of Ed and just think, you know, this is what we're doing and this is the difference we're making. It must really touch your heart.
Yeah, I remember talking to my dad not so long ago, and he was struggling. And I said, if you look at Ed as a donor, Eddie has died and is absolutely heartbreaking. Our lives will never be the same. But he's now helping people turn their lives around and get the help. So he is a donor, and that's how I look at it, and that's how I cope with it.
That is such a beautiful thing to say. It really is, and I would be super proud of you for saying that, I'm sure. And Dan, I mean, it is a relatively new charity, but it seems to have been received really well from the get-go, which I guess, unfortunately, means that people do need the service, but you're clearly making a difference.
We've had just over 500 men through the doors in the clubs in Douglas and Ramsey, and the ladies' group is really gathering momentum as well. So some of the groups, we can have up to 26 men sat in a circle. They're from all different backgrounds. There's nobody who's not being affected by mental health.
Do you know, it's interesting because when we started this new Charity of the Week feature, we put it out there for people and said, who would you like to nominate? You guys, I think, were one of the most nominated charities that we've had. We had so many people message. I'm going to read you some of the ones that came in, actually. So, for instance, Mark said, doing amazing things within the Manx community, raising awareness of mental health, trying to defeat the stigma, run by volunteers that never have a day off, trying to grow awareness. And surely that's one of those things that you mentioned at the top of the week there about your volunteers. They just sound like they're a brilliant bunch of people.
They are indeed. All walks of life, but we've all got the same goal, to make this island a better place, and we can do it if we all work together.
You must have heard some fascinating stories.
Fascinating and heartbreaking. But the seeing the difference in them, that's amazing. You can't describe how you can see someone change in 2 hours.
And Dan, it's brave of these, especially the guys, to actually turn up for one thing, and then when they get there to open up, because it is difficult, isn't it?
It's very difficult, especially as a man as well. It's really hard coming through that door for the first time. We actually put out a video on our Facebook page so people could see what it was actually like coming in for the first time, just so they know it's a safe space.
For those that haven't seen the video yet and haven't been, what can they expect?
They can expect a lot of support, and a lot of the guys they're very surprised that there are other people in the room who are either going through what they're going through or have been what they're going through. All our volunteers we've all had our issues, and we do talk quite openly about it at the sessions, and we encourage other men to just get everything out. And it's the difference between somebody coming in and leaving is incredible. You come in feeling quite low, and then you can literally see the weight being lifted off them through the night, and then they leave totally different people, really happy. So,
and they have a laugh.
Yeah, they have a good laugh there as well. Yeah.
Then do they come back again, or how does it usually work?
Yeah, the guys can come back as many times as they want. Sometimes men only come for one session and they feel like that's enough. some men come every single week. It's always going to be open for them for whenever they do need it. If someone only wants to come for a couple of weeks and then they think they're okay for a few months, it's fine for them to come back. They don't have to give their names. It's, you know, it's totally confidential.
It's a drop-in.
Yeah, it's a drop-in session.
We're here for you. That's it.
What sort of ages do you tend to see? Is there like one age more than others? Or
the men's group, we've got guys from 18 up into the late 80s. There's no barriers between them. The younger guys can tend to look to the older guys as like a fatherly figure or granddad kind of figure, and they do really support each other, and we're noticing that the guys are supporting each other outside of the sessions as well, which is great to see.
So it's forming friendships too. And obviously, Shirley, you have the Women's Talk event now on Tuesdays as well. How is that going?
It's going well. We're hitting around 10 a week in Douglas. Ramsey is just open, so it's the numbers are a little bit lower. But it's going really, really good. I don't know if I can say this part, but some weeks were sponsored by Kleenex and some weeks were sponsored by Tenor Lady because we have such a laugh. But it is, it's so good.
Well, Dan, if someone's listening and they're not quite yet at that point where they're thinking, oh, I'm going to turn up, what would you say to them to sort of encourage them?
Please just come down and... When you come into the circle, you don't have to talk. There's no pressure to talk. You can just pass the ball along. It really does make a difference. I know some guys, it's taken them 3 or 4 weeks to come through the door to get the courage to come through. But once they've actually come through the door, they've realised that there's nothing to be scared of. And on the other side of the door, it's just a load of blokes exactly the same as them who've got their issues, and it literally can be it's not about guys who are suicidal. It's about guys who are, they've got marriage problems, financial problems, or they can't find jobs, or they're having trouble with the children, stepchildren. There's so many different aspects to it. It's not just about suicide. It's anything at all that affects your mental health. That's what we're there for, and there are guys sat in that circle who've got shared experience and can give you advice for it.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm guessing it's sort of similar with the women then, a whole range of different backgrounds and challenges that they're going through.
Everyone is going through something. Mm. So you can come, offload, take that mask off, 2 hours, and just get everything off your chest. Because it is so hard to carry it all. And you're not alone. You're really not. There's so many people going through things that they feel so isolated, they can't talk, or they could be surrounded by people, but they're still so lonely. Come along to the club. We have cake.
I mean, that sells it.
Exactly.
You know, it's a perfect example, isn't it, though? I think sometimes people on the Isle of Man are nervous about sharing because they think, well, everyone knows me. But actually, that's one of our strengths on the Isle of Man, isn't it? The community.
That's why we can change this. We can flip this. It doesn't matter if people talk. It really, really doesn't. They don't matter. You matter. So come along, do your thing, get some stuff off your chest. It works. It really does.
Well, I think you've sold it. That was absolutely wonderful to hear about it. And congratulations and thank you for doing the work you do, because it's clearly brilliant. I can see why everyone wanted to nominate you.
Thank you.
So
thank
carry
you.
On doing what you're doing. Do keep us posted, won't you? And Dan, just remind us again where people can go to find out all the information.
You can go to our Facebook pages, which is EdSpace or Ed's Man Club or Women's Talk, and also our website, which is edspace.im.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Keller Properties.